Anything else going on?
I got back from vacation.
Oh, Hawaii.
Hawaii.
Aloha.
Yeah. Mahalo.
All right. So what'd you do there?
I went snorkeling a lot.
Oh, sweet.
It was cool. I saw a lot of turtles.
Oh, yeah?
Turtles are very cool. Apparently, this is like the turtle time to...
Turtle time.
Yeah, to be down there. And they're ninjas. Is that, did they say that? Did the ninja, turtle time, turtle power,
turtle power.
Turtle time was when they had a talk show. They're like, it's turtle time, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle time.
That's right, it was turtle time for us, but for them, they were executing and using turtle power.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, snorkeled, went to the top. I was on the island of Maui,
and
went to the top of Haleakala, and went to the Iao Valley in the Iao Needle in the West Maui Mountains. It was cool, you know. It was, I had a very relaxing vacation. I didn't do much. I played a cool game called The Settlers of Catan.
Oh, yes, I played that. That's I played that decades ago.
We're sponsored again.
No, apparently that's like a really popular game. I think it's coming back, or like people have like just rediscovered it, but it's like one of the best games. Like, it's the hexagons, right?
Yeah, yeah. It would be, I think it would be a fun kind of like small gathering game.
Right.
Like if you got like six people together or something like that. And
hexagon, six sides.
Yeah, there you go. Everybody gets a side of a hexagon. And I think that would just be kind of fun. The game is like, I don't know, would you call it kind of like Monopoly and kind of like Risk?
Maybe? Yes, yes, I would say that it's a combination of that. It's like, basically, you have a segment of a physical kind of geography, and then you can lay roads down, and it's strategic to cut off other people and lay down roads there, and things like that.
And you
that,
build
right?
you build settlements and cities, which are kind of like houses and hotels.
Right.
And yeah, the only thing is you don't move around the board. You just buy stuff and put it down on the board. It's cool.
Oh, you know, it'd be an interesting politically incorrect version of this game.
What's that?
The Settlers of Palestine.
you're right. That would be an incredibly incorrect, politically incorrect. Wow. So, well, let's.
Wait, don't you draw cards in that game, don't you?
Yes.
What would the cards be? It would be like, oh, slingshot, go back to Sphinxes.
Oh my god. I thought, well, are you playing as the Israeli settlers? Or
well, there's no other settlers, are there?
Yeah, I guess so, but why would they have a slingshot?
Wouldn't oh, they because have, they're being slingshot at. Like, those are like it would be like the danger.
Oh,
the
wow,
hazard.
That's really incorrect. You're so wrong.
And you're so right.
I don't know.
We can move on from that. That was just a segue.
That's a tss, boop. So, Israeli-Palestinian conflict. How do we solve that one?
Oh, wow.
We as two totally disinterested outsiders.
Well, we could write to our congresswomen or congresspeople to stop like pandering to the lobbyists of a certain Ooh. Nation.
Oh, wow. Just, wow, go ahead and express. I would say up to this point, very few genuine opinions have been expressed on the irregular search for truth.
I mean,
but that might be one.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, like, I think there was a time where it was like, okay, you know, these people need to stop, like, bombing and all this stuff and, like, suicide bombing and terrorism and stuff like that. But I think maybe the more I've learned or maybe the more I've, like, talked to people who are more on the other side, more conciliatory, or not conciliatory, but...
More in line
sympathetic,
with Palestinians.
Sympathetic to Palestinians. You, like, listen to their side. It's like, oh, well, basically, originally this was their land. And okay, and the thing is, it's complicated because apparently there was that Six-Day War.
Right.
Right, where everybody attacked Israel.
Right.
And then Israel, I mean, like, when you attack somebody and they win, then they take your land. That
right.
is only fair.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, you can't be mad at Israel for winning, can you? No, right? Because, I mean, you can, but the fact is they won and then they took the land, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
But, okay, fine. So that's that. That's one, like, weird thing. But then the other side is... Now we've had some agreements, you know. It's been like the 90s, there were a couple agreements. There's
right.
been a couple agreements in the last decade, you know, and they were repeatedly putting more settlements and taking more land.
Right.
You know, it'd be one thing if like, okay, we're just going to stop here. But as I understand it, they're continuing to settle. They're continuing to like take away land and like
mm-hmm.
whatever, you know, and it just seems like it's throwing oil into the fire.
Yeah.
You know, it'd be one thing if it's like, okay, fine, we're going to stop here. Like, whether you like it or not, like, maybe we don't agree on this is where we're stopping, but this is where we're stopping.
Well, haven't they sort of done that? Haven't they, like, you know, sort of built their wall or whatever?
You know, and... it's like, I feel like every 6 months you hear something different. But yeah. You hear that, but then you also hear that they're continually making more settlements.
Yeah. Well,
so...
I don't know. I'll play devil's advocate here. If... Put yourself in the situation, you're living back down in San Diego,
right?
And people start shooting rockets over from Mexico. Wouldn't you expect our country to take some, you know, serious action against that? Even, you know, these rockets, they sort of come in and they kill like four people.
No, of course. Like, and it's always tricky because, you know, there's two sides to every story. There's probably like four sides to every story, really.
Yeah.
You know, there's like the reality, there's what you perceive as your reality, there's their reality, and what they perceive as their reality.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And it's like, well, usually I'm just going to say, make a truth, a generality anyway, that like things don't happen unprovoked. Like people don't like undertake acts of violence without some provocation. You know, it might be occasionally that it's somebody who's just kind of deranged or angry. But again, the guy's angry, and he's lashing out against somebody else.
Yeah, I would say though that quite often, like violent actions, they are provoked, but not always provoked by the victim of the violence.
True.
You know, like that's the case all over the place with whatever, like postal worker going nuts or,
you're right,
or
you're
whatever,
right.
You know?
It's but like, I mean, I think like in terms of like countries doing that, maybe.
Oh, I don't know. You're on thin ice there. I think that quite often, like most military actions throughout history have just been expansionist.
Right. Okay.
They haven't been provoked. It's not, I mean, like you can always generate a cause, be like, oh, well, France attacked us, so we're going to, you know, France said something that's anti-British, so we're going to go
true.
Attack.
True. I mean, I think expansionism for sure is like one place, but then there's like, why would Mexico attack the United States? Or why would they like launch missiles at the United States? They can't, in their right minds, want to expand the United States. So it must be in retaliation, right? I mean, I can understand, okay, maybe you're right. Like, maybe there's two sides of it, right? Like, one is like, there's one cause could be expansionism,
mm-hmm.
or like territory grabbing or whatever. And then the other would be retaliation and the defense, like pure defense,
mm-hmm.
right? But the only pure defense they can think of is offense. But it's like, it must have been that the United States provoked them to fire missiles, because people don't just like do stuff without saying, this is why I do it.
Well, but what if you know, the guy got pissed off because he lost a job, and he really was mad at was that, you know, the U.S. Some company had a manufacturing plant in Tijuana, and then they moved it to Indonesia.
But then the Mexican government wouldn't take responsibility for that. They would say, this guy did it, right? They would,
right,
like,
but like, say he starts a little group of guys who really hate the U.S. and they start launching rockets.
So then the Mexican government would be like, well, we're either going to like allow this to happen, or we're going to crush it.
Right, so it's the Mexican government's responsibility.
So yeah,
and I mean, so that's where we're saying that the Palestinian government has failed in reining in their little rocket shooters. But what if those guys are the Palestinian government? I think
in that region of the world, that's the very thin line, right?
Yeah.
Because you have like Hezbollah in Lebanon, I think.
No. You're saying that
Hamas
is in both Lebanon and Palestine.
Right, but they're actually part of government.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have like this military branch, and then they have the government branch. And
yeah.
The government branch acts like they don't know what the other guys do, and for all I know, they might not. You know, because
yeah.
You know, to be honest, I don't know. I mean, there's so many different facts and different like takes on everything that I can only filter what I read, you know, and like put it into the way I think. But it's like, yeah, it's just kind of two-faced, right? It's like, you're right, like, oh, Palestinians, like the people of Palestine, please don't do this. As the head of your government, please don't do this. At the same time, I'm not going to stop you. And
well, it doesn't. It
we're
seems
being
like
oppressed.
They
so.
Don't have the. I mean, that government doesn't have the power to enforce those things. Is the problem?
I mean, like, right. When Yasser Arafat was alive, he was constantly being accused of being a terrorist.
Right. Yeah.
And he. I mean, the thing is, like, it'd be one thing if he was an out of touch and powerless dictator, but he was accused of being a terrorist because it was perceived that he actually had power, and then he was promoting these actions against Israeli people.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think maybe since he's passed, maybe since like on the Palestinian side of the rhetoric has kind of died down, people have started taking a more sympathetic view. That, like, oh, it's just people, like, throwing, like, rocks and stuff only because they keep getting their land taken away. Mm-hmm. You know, if that was the case, you know, if that's one spin on it, you know, I mean, but at the same time, and I feel like people have been opening their eyes more and more to it because I think Israel has been meeting the aggression with higher and higher pushback. Hmm. You know, like, remember, like, 3 years ago or 2 years ago when they invaded, like, Lebanon?
Yeah, but on, you know, on to take up Israel's part again, it's like they got a lot of rockets fired on them from...
They did. Lebanon. And I think...
And one of their, like, soldiers was kidnapped or something like
might
that?
Might have been. And I think it's just like this... yeah, when you're in a mode of defense, what do you do? Yeah, you're going to, like, basically come back with an inordinate amount of force to show that you will not be messed with. Well, so, I mean, you know, and I'm not necessarily blaming them for that.
But that provokes more messing with.
It's a little bit, you know, you're in a catch-22 kind of. It's like, I see why you come back at it. Because, like, yeah, like, if somebody attacked me, or if they, like, came up to me in the street and they, like, kind of, like, pushed me around or whatever, and especially if somebody smaller than I would, they'd be, like, on the floor. You know what I mean?
Woo! No, I mean, way to like, you know, use rationality and reason with the person there.
No, I guess the implicit part is like, hey, dude, what's up? Like, why are you doing that? You know, he keeps attacking me or like he's pushing me, but it's like an annoying sort of way, right? Mm-hmm. And and the thing is, I guess when I say that, and maybe I should have been more clear, but it's implied that you reason first.
Okay.
You walk away.
I didn't catch that implication.
No, but, I get you're right, and you're right. And I think that is, maybe that's part of the problem that people don't. Because they don't hear that part, they forget to do it themselves. Hmm. Maybe that's what it is. Or maybe they don't. Maybe it's allowed that, like, oh, I forgot to. I just, like, the guy pushed me, so I pushed back.
Yeah.
And especially when it comes to, like, physical aggression, right? You're like, well, this guy pushed me, so why am I going to bother reasoning with this guy?
Right.
I don't know. It's a complicated issue.